This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show begins our broadcast week in earnest on a Sunday, although for those of you who know behind the scenes in our patron crowd, you get 24 hours notice in advance to watch the show that only people on radio can listen to. I am reporting live from, I believe we're in Franklin, Tennessee. That's my room. That's a rumor has it.
That's right.
We are here for a big event. Kimberly Overton and the Nurse Freedom Network is hosting. And I am joined, for those of you watching, you're going about to hear him, my friend Scott Shera, who we've discussed. He's been on the show before. We've talked about the loss of his daughter, Grace, and the reality of the killing fields of hospitals that I've been reporting on for decades, but becoming more overt in the era of COVID insanity. I don't know whether it's the intent or not, but we're going to talk about that with Scott today, a little bit of an update on what's going on since his daughter Grace, I believe, was murdered in a hospital. And I've discussed this about other people that I know. I've had a dear friend, those of you who know me, Richard Pearl, who got me in radio back in the 90s, ended up in a hospital almost a year ago now, and they put him on remdesivir, an event, and killed him. And he knew that he had nobody to advocate for him in the hospital. And this was a grown man, an adult of sound mind, who is now in a vulnerable position because he was having difficulty breathing. And instead of triaging and helping him to get well, they terminated his life via protocols given to us by whether it be Fauci, NIH, CDC, FDA, WHOWEF. So welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Scott Shera. It's so good to meet you in person, my friend. I love and appreciate all that you're doing in the name of your daughter and to help so many that have been through similar things or that might still go through them if we don't speak out.
Bye. Thank you. It's nice to meet you in person, too. It's always better to do these interviews live if you can.
Yeah, I agree. And it's just you're here. You're going to be presenting. I'm going to be presenting. Our buddy Kevin Tuttle, who's coordinating a lot of this, and he's done amazing work in outreach, which I'm so pleased that I see him writing PR pieces or modifying them. I'm like, dude, Kevin, you never told me you could do this. He's been amazing. So we'll probably hear from him. He might be back before this hour of radio is up. The briefest version of the longer story, just to set the stage for those that haven't heard the story. And then I want to go into some of the updated details because you've gotten a hold of the records and even have perhaps maybe we call them whistleblower nurses or doctors from within the hospital that have acknowledged things that we didn't know originally. Initially, we suspected, and now you're finding out a lot of, I would say, ugly details, but I think important details to remedy the situation. And we can't go in retrospect and bring Grace back, but we can certainly, with this information coming out, prevent this from happening to others.
That's certainly one of our goals with this whole thing. So Grace's story is well documented on Grace's website, ouramazinggrace.net. There's well over 100 podcasts, so the details of the story I won't go through here, but just to introduce it, Grace, back in last October, we took her into the hospital with COVID, and it wasn't really the COVID per se because she was on the frontline doctor's protocol, but her oxygen saturation dropped into the high 80s. We perceived that as an emergency, took her into the hospital. That's one of the mistakes we made, is that at that point we should have just not admitted her, and they would have sent her home with a prescription for oxygen and a steroid. But regardless, we did admit her. The care was, outside of the first day, was poor at best. Ultimately, they killed her while we were in the room, which is one of the things that makes our story so unique. In between, I ended up getting kicked out by an armed guard. My daughter Jessica was the replacement advocate, and the details of what I'm going to share will end up getting into the story, just because you can't really go through the details of the update without covering some of the story.
Yeah, of course. And so many people have been killed. And I'm not here to say, and I don't know that you are, that we know motive for every one of the docs and nurses involved in this or any other case. But it is apparent, if we can find out that these protocols are deadly, right?
That's right on.
Then they should, because they are the professionals, the medical professionals. How is it that we know it and they don't? That's, to me, it's hard. It's straining credulity to claim, oh, well, we didn't know, right? Then it becomes we were just following orders. And in many cases, these people in the hospitals, they die alone with no advocates, no family around them. You were able to at least get in, but still, that this happened is another layer of a tragic situation under what I call a medical monopoly, where there isn't innovation, there isn't freedom. The people, the doctors, the nurses themselves are afraid to speak out. I mean, how horrendous is it that in the medical profession, if somebody says, hey, doc or nurse, there's something wrong here, they're afraid to acknowledge that.
That's right on. And in fact, about 45 minutes ago, I just got off the phone with Pam Popper from Make America's Free Again, and she was just beaming. They just won a case in Maine where a doctor's license was revoked, and they won the case. So he's being reinstated as of next week, Wednesday, and it just was neat to hear, because this is a doctor who, you know, he spoke out against the vaccine, and, you know, it seems like they have all the cards.
Yeah.
But her, along with Tom Renz, they're fighting, and it's really nice to be part of that.
It is. I got to hang out with Tom last week in Atlanta at an event, and I saw Pam briefly as well, and great people. In fact, Tom is such a cool guy that I had him on during the week, and for our Sunday show last week, we pre-recorded there at that event, and we spent a whole hour talking about beer. That's the kind of guy Tom Renz is. We didn't do the whole hour, but it was like he wrote an article about, you know, just how do you solve problems, you know, over a beer, for instance, that kind of concept of engaging and discussing and even engaging in debate and argument. But in a positive and profound way, this is how we get to the truth of the matter. We, you know, sometimes you butt heads a little bit and this and this, and you find out. And it's not an easy thing to be an investigator, right? And you're basically a dad that lost his daughter, and you've become a detective, in a sense, with what you've had to do.
It's a strange thing. I mean, I'm quite thankful for the skill set God gave me to do that. And I have a business, and my guys have essentially taken it over because I'm doing this full time. I have over 600 hours just in research in the Grace's case, and the things I have stumbled across, which really isn't stumbling across. I mean, God led me to these conclusions that, and the details that, which we're going to get caught up on next.
Yeah. So folks, the reason I'm revisiting this, there are many reasons, but you know, one of them is I'm always trying to look forward in terms of the risk for others. And if we don't share this story, not only to seek justice for Grace, but to make folks aware that are totally unaware or only partially aware of the danger of going into a hospital. You mentioned earlier, it's like, what do you, you don't think when you go into a hospital for a breathing issue that they're going to terminate your life. You think they're going to help, they're going to honor what's going on here, we're going to address it, and yet the furthest thing from the truth in many of these cases is what is occurring. So it is still shocking for some, not longtime viewers or listeners of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we do get new viewers and listeners all of the time. That's why I am willing to take whatever time it takes to get the story across so people can say, this is a tragedy, but it's not an anomaly, as you found out.
That's right. Yeah, so the first thing to update on is the DNR. So DNR is do not resuscitate. When we first discovered that Grace had a DNR put on her against our will, my suspicion was it was not an anomaly. And then about 3 weeks ago, a lady on the East Coast called us. She had emailed first, and then my wife Cindy and I got on a call with her because she was just distraught. And she had lost her 37-year-old Down syndrome daughter, and had just gotten the records the day before we talked with her. And they found out, her and her husband found out, that the doctors did the same thing with her. They put an illegal DNR on her on the second day of the
hospital. You're saying that also was a Down syndrome child?
Correct.
Yeah, see, this reminds me of the horrors, the atrocities of Nazi Germany, because they really targeted anybody who was feeble, different, was not what their identification of whatever their perfection was. And there was a viewpoint that these people were not worth being alive. And you see, if that happened to Grace and happened to another, how many others are we going to hear about that? You now look at children, young people, and you determine the value of their life based on chromosomal, you know, manifestations or not.
I mean, it's sick. And now to drill down Grace's DNR, I'll just set it up so people understand how egregious this is. So when we learned Grace was DNR, our daughter Jessica, on Grace's last day, which was October 13th last year, called Cindy and I on a FaceTime call at 7:20. And she called panicking. She said, "Dad, Grace's numbers are dropping like crazy." I said, "Get the nurses in." She said, "I've been trying. They will not come in the room." And at that point, she estimated 30 nurses outside the room because of shift change. So my wife and I start screaming, "Save our daughter." And
right.
They holler back to us, "She's DNR." This is the first we knew she's DNR.
They announced it just inadvertently in that moment.
In that moment. And then we holler back, "She's not DNR. Save our daughter."
Right.
Jessica then ran out in the hall and found out that one of the nurses had right up on her computer screen and read it to Jessica that the doctor put a DNR order on Grace and they couldn't do anything about it. So we knew this was done against our will, but we really didn't know the extent of it. Then we got the medical records, the first medical records, and saw how the doctor justified this DNR in one of his notes, which is crazy, which we'll go through here in a minute. But then what happened is Tom Renz got involved. He hired a medical malpractice nurse, and she reviewed the records I gave her that I thought were everything. And she said, "Scott, you're missing at least 1,000 pages.
Wow.
I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "That's what they do." I said, "Well, can you help write a new request so we can get those pages?" So she did. We got 948 pages.
Wow.
More. On page 853 is where we found the smoking gun. And at 10:56 that morning of Grace's last day is when the doctor put the DNR order on her. The reason 10:56 is important is because at 10:48, 8 minutes earlier, they maxed out the dose of Precedex, which is the second thing you and I will update
right.
on.
Right, yes.
Is Precedex being the ultimate cause of death.
Yeah.
And they had just maxed out the dose of Precedex, which was that knocked Grace out. And then 8 minutes later, he put the DNR on.
Right. What did he know? What did he know
exactly.
after that? Folks, we got to take a break here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Links are up to our amazinggrace.net, I believe it is. And we've got a lot more to discuss and prevent this from happening ever again if we can. We'll be right back.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the website that we have linked today at robertscottbell.com, ouramazinggrace.net, to learn about this story, to see how it impacts you or others around you that you might not be aware of, whether your child is Down syndrome or not. The fact is adults are being terminated in these hospitals under COVID protocols, and I don't know where a guideline comes out to give a fatal dose of this Precedex, but that's where we want to go, where they give that, then 8 minutes later a DNR is set up that was not requested by you or any of the family, and you learn about it only as she's going into, I don't know, cardiac arrest, failure, whatever it is, they're shutting her down with this drug. And what is it that you found in that, what, page 800 something, almost 900 pages in?
Well, that smoking gun was the exact time he put it on. And then the attorney who reviewed this after I saw it in the medical malpractice nurse saw it when she reviewed it, said that his belief is that in order for them to take Grace out, they had to get this DNR order in place that fast because they thought the Precedex was going to take her out. Well, that fits like a glove with everything else that I'll explain as we go on. I want to give you a more of kind of a global backdrop of this. So this is not a new thing worldwide. In the UK, Dr. Artis had attorney Claire Wills on his program back in early January, and she laid out this exact scenario with the elderly. The government is approving DNRs on the elderly in the UK. So this is not approved in the United States. So what happened with Grace is illegal, but this is commonplace in other countries already.
But how does it supersede these borders? I think that I look at the allopathic medical profession as, I'm going to say it, the medicine of the devil. Why do I say that? Because they terminate people, even if they don't mean to. The third leading cause of death since at least the year 2000, we have known through peer-reviewed medical literature, Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet. This is not an unknown. Now, I'm not saying that all of those cases that led to being the third leading cause of death were intentional, but the profession itself is deadly.
Correct.
It can be life-saving in appropriate circumstances, but when they apply triage wartime medicine to all aspects, and then, of course, take those drugs that can be life-saving and utilize them to terminate life, this is happening around the world, as you point out.
Right on.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so medical malpractice has an inherent piece of the definition, which is it's an accident. Well, when we go through these next components, you're going to see it. I've come to the conclusion that it was no accident. So Precedex is the next thing that has happened as far as an update since you and I talked about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
So the Precedex package insert, I knew about this for quite a while, but then Stu Peters got a hold of me, his producer, and wanted me to drill down Precedex on the show last week. So I did, and I reviewed the package insert for Precedex and saw what I already knew, but I read it again. It said that it causes ARDS, which is acute respiratory distress syndrome, and acute respiratory failure. And so then I went to bed that night, and I thought, you know what, I've seen this before. And I sent myself an email from bed so I would remember in the morning.
Right.
And I went and grabbed Grace's death certificate, which I haven't looked at for 7 months, pulled it out. The immediate cause of death is acute respiratory failure. What did I just tell you with the package insert for Precedex? It causes acute respiratory failure. So that was the immediate cause of death with hypoxemia, it says on the death certificate, which is low oxygen
yeah.
which is also caused by Precedex.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they had COVID-19 pneumonia as the second cause so they could get their bonus. But just process what I'm telling you. They had Grace on Precedex for 4 full days before her last day. The package insert says 24 hours max. This is a sedation drug to knock people out for surgery. So now at 10:48 in the morning, Grace was completely knocked out. This is now she's 4.5 days on a med that is only supposed to be used for 24 hours max.
Yeah.
And now they have her completely knocked out. So when we, you know, what I want to dive into next is how does that fit into this thing that I said when we got started, that I think that Grace's death, I told you this before we got started, I've come to the belief that her death is premeditated murder. And I want to go into why I've concluded that next.
We're going to substantiate that conclusion next. So thank you for being here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Sherrar is my guest this hour. OurAmazingGrace.net, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And we're here at a special Nurse Freedom Network event this weekend in Nashville, Franklin, Tennessee. Back with more after this, and you don't want to miss it. The life you save could be a loved one of yours after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of people rallied in Washington, D.C. and hundreds of other cities for March for Our Lives event following recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Uvalde.
What do we want? When do we want it?
several speakers called on senators to act or face being voted out of office, demanding tougher gun control legislation on every level. Just last month, 19 children and two teachers were killed at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. President Joe Biden, who was in California at the time, said his message to the demonstrators was keep marching, adding that he was wildly optimistic about legislative negotiations to address gun violence. This is USA Radio News. The federal government is responsible for igniting the largest wildfire in New Mexico history, and President Biden announced that FEMA would be covering 100% of the state's costs.
And today I'm announcing the federal government is covering 100% of the cost. And as the monsoon season approaches, we've authorized another $22 million to protect critical water infrastructure from post-fire flooding.
The president authorized the federal government to cover all of the costs related to the debris removal and emergency protective measure for 90 days undertaken by the state of New Mexico as a result of the wildfires and straight-line winds, according to White House officials. The price of a gallon of gas on regular gasoline hit an historic milestone, $5.01, according to AAA. This is USA Radio News.
Cajibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, these are stories that we're sharing that are very real to life, real to Scott Sherram, I guess, this hour, but real to so many. The loss of loved ones that have gone into hospital settings, and we expect that the hospitals would do their best to save lives, and it turns out that the protocols they're using are terminating or ending lives and killing lives, to have a horrific conclusion, much less the event that it was intentional, that's almost too much to consider. But Scott Sherram has gathered enough evidence that he's confident and comfortable in saying it. I won't say comfortable, but confident in saying so. And that's where we are, talking about acute respiratory distress syndrome and failure caused by Precedex, a drug that is supposed to be given 24 hours or less and no more to a young lady, your daughter, Grace, for 4 days. What did they think would happen? because this could do this to a healthy, strapping young man 4 days on that drug. And, you know, your daughter had Down syndrome. We do know of immune challenges that are unique to people that are growing with Downs. But she lived, from what I see about her life as a young lady, an incredible life with you and the family. And she was definitely taken out and way, way before her time. So where do we go? I mean, this is not a one-off as you're learning, but yet this particular case with your daughter is so profound because of the detail with which you've been able to pull out. And also perhaps even those within the hospital setting that may have come out to blow the whistle on some of this stuff. We haven't covered that yet.
So we've covered the DNR order already. And so the state statute with DNR says that even if Grace would have put a DNR on herself, that when the patient advocate / power of attorney, which was my wife, says she's not DNR, save our daughter, that null and voids any DNR, no matter who put it on.
Right.
This DNR was put on illegally, but you know, there's multiple steps to get to that process. One of which is the patient power of attorney has to sign the DNR. Of course, we'd never signed a DNR because the doctor that morning had told us how great of a day Grace had that we should put a feeding tube in, and her oxygen level was 98-99% the entire night before. Mm. So that's step one as to why I've come to the conclusion that I believe Grace's death was premeditated murder. Mm-hmm. So step two is this Precedex. So, I mean, it's also illegal to have this drug be used for more than 24 hours. They have her on for 4 full days. Well, on Grace's last day then, well, first, after I got kicked out, they took that opportunity to increase the dose of Precedex 7 different times. But now we get into even the stuff that's even more egregious than what I laid out. Mm-hmm. So on Grace's last day, my daughter Jessica said to the nurse, who was a 14-year ICU nurse in charge of Grace's care that day, that she was going to take a shower. That nurse said, "You can't take a shower in the room. You got to go home." And Jess objected, saying, my dad took a shower in the room. She said, "Well, you can't today. We don't care what we did for your dad." Jess goes home. When she comes back, she finds Grace strapped down to the bed. They strapped her down to the bed. They made her poop in the bed versus helping her out of the bed to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Now they use that as an excuse to ratchet Precedex up further. Then they put this feeding tube in without waiting for Grace's numbers to rebound, and then they max out the dose of Precedex. So now Grace is completely knocked out, as we said before, at 10:48. So what makes this? So now I'm going to go through a number of steps in a row that have finally convinced me. Many people have called this murder, but for me, it took a lot of evidence to get to this point. And so this sequence of events, so they gave her, after she's knocked out at 11:25, they gave her a dose of lorazepam. That's an anti-anxiety med. You know anybody that's anxious when they're knocked out?
No, there's no anxiousness that manifests at that point.
Then 5:46, another dose of lorazepam. 5:49, 3 minutes later, another dose. 6:15, a dose of morphine as an IV push. So now we've got the 29 minutes with those meds in. We knew that back in November. So that wasn't enough.
You can stop an elephant's heart with this.
Exactly. But that didn't convince me that it was murder. I just thought this could have still been medical malpractice. Okay, but then what we've learned since then is, so you start with, okay, a doctor had to order this. Now we know the doctor wasn't an inexperienced doctor. According to the hospital's website, he has 11 to 20 years of experience. Then what is new information from what we've learned from people who have come forward? A pharmacist has had to sign off on that order. Number three, so doctor order, pharmacist sign off. The package insert for morphine says to not combine those three drugs that they did in 29 minutes because it causes death. So we learned that internally the alarm had to go off. They had to override the alarm.
And Scott, just talking about these drugs, I'm not a pharmacist, I'm not a medical doctor, but I've studied enough of these drugs that even if they don't tell me these three should never be used together, it is so obvious as the day is bright and shiny when we're on the air today.
You just start with it's obvious, but I'm telling you, that wasn't enough to convince me that it's premeditated.
Yeah.
So then we finally have the 14-year ICU nurse. So she's got 14 years experience as ICU. That's on top of her regular nursing experience. And she is the one who injected the meds. So you can't, there's too many coincidences.
Too many, yeah.
That's what.
So somebody would have caught this.
Exactly. Somebody had to catch this and say no. And as we've talked about before, you throw in some other things, like there was an armed guard posted outside the room, preventing the nurses from coming in. You know, there's so many sick things. But those coincidences I just laid out is why I finally have come to that conclusion.
Yeah, well, it's not plausible that this is an accidental death. With all of the things that you lay out, it's very implausible. Let's just say that. I know a defense attorney would try to claim it's plausible, but it's hard to kind of go, well, you miss that, you miss that, you miss that, that, and that, and that. How many of those things can you miss where it loses credibility to claim it was an accidental death?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so that's why I've crossed over, and now I've framed this into a lot bigger framing, that which now I really understand. So at first I thought this was all about money, because, you know, COVID, everybody knows about the bonuses and things like that. But then Dr. Elizabeth Valete, I started studying her attenuated care and ration care model. I thought, okay, that makes sense. But then when you start processing how many people, I uncovered an article about a month ago that showed that disabled females are 11 times more likely to die if they go into the hospital with COVID than non-disabled females. So then you start framing this into what they're doing in Nazi Germany, and then, okay, well, then it really dawns on me. For at least four decades, with both the disabled and the elderly, so take Down syndrome children just by themselves, 67% of Down's children are already aborted in the United States. Some countries, 100%. Denmark, 98%. So there's already an education process in place. Young people who get pregnant, they all get amnios to take out their disabled child so they don't complicate their life, right?
So, yeah, well, what you're saying is it's endemic to the allopathic medical world.
Bingo.
The paradigm.
That's exactly right.
It's a form of, but you could call it racism on one level, but now we're talking about beyond racial issues. We're talking about disabilities. You know, this is all part of the master race, the solution, the final solution. And the doctors were the ones that were the purveyors of death, ultimately. They were the ones that did the experimentation and did the, you know, death-inducing, whether it be introductions into the body via various means. And folks, I'm not indicting everybody who's an allopathic doctor on this planet. I've never said that they're all evil. The point is, the system itself is not one that values life in the way that you or I would value life. And it's hard to consider and conceive of, because the PR of modern medicine, the white lab coats, the stethoscopes, the caring doctor, that's an illusion in a general sense. Yes, there are caring doctors in medicine, but the entire system is so corrupted. That's why I call it the medicine of the negative force, the devil, whatever, because it, yes, it has a place, because there are things on this planet that require those kind of interventions, typically wartime interventions, where you have people shot up with bullets or an accident occurs. But again, they apply that methodology to people that are ill for various reasons that have nothing to do with necessarily a blunt force trauma or a bullet wound, for instance. And applying these methods is deadly. And now we're finding out in the case of Grace, the layered sequence of undeniability.
Right on.
Of what you're laying out. Again, as a detective now, not just a dad, what you've done here is a great service. And I don't like covering these topics, but I had to over the years because it's part of the mission here. And you're here now on a mission for Grace.
Well, what you've known, Robert, for decades, I'm self-discovering.
In a very rapid way.
I'm just a dad, right? Yeah. And I'm getting educated fast. So, I mean, this whole thing, I'm not calling out all doctors either. In fact, you may remember I went into a hospital that was completely different from the hospital Grace went into 3 days later, and the doctor who was in charge of my care saved my life. So, I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. But I want to also apply the same thing that we just got done talking about to the elderly, because our paradigm in our society is set up to put elderly in nursing homes, and that's only a recent phenomena. But now all the young people, so 40 and under, they've been indoctrinated in that. That's just what you do with old people. You put them in nursing homes. So now when they're in hospital settings, they already see them. Their paradigm is these people, the disabled and the elderly, are useless eaters. On top of that, 39% of our federal budget goes to the elderly and the disabled.
Yeah.
That's $2.2 trillion. So the government, of course, has a financial incentive to make this happen, and COVID is the most convenient cover that's ever been generated.
And who delivers this? Licensed representatives of the pharmaceutical state. And these are doctors and these are nurses. And there are many that are leaving. That's why we're here with the Nurse Freedom Network this weekend, because there are folks that are finding their own integrity within the system that they didn't realize it was this bad. Perhaps they were ignorant of it. I don't know. But we are welcoming anybody and everybody who wakes up and is willing to stand up and speak out. And for the benefit of all healing professionals, medical or otherwise, to come together once and for all, finally, to work and say, hey, what is helping people? How do we value life and manifest it in a system of healing as opposed to a system of pure profit for death, for inducing death, profiting off of eliminating all of the liability to pay all of these old people, their Social Security and their Medicare and their Medicaid, it would bankrupt everything. They're more concerned with that than the lives. And as you point out, teaching the young people not to value their elders to the point where they're willing to kill them or write them off. We have just a little bit to go in this segment, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to wrap up Hour 1 with Scott Chera here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at OurAmazingGrace.net. I hope that you'll be able to attend some of these upcoming events. If you're here with us in Nashville area, we're glad to see you, as well as upcoming events tab at RobertScottBell.com. Scott and Kevin Tuttle, they'll be at the Red Pill Expo with me and G. Edward Griffin, Indianapolis, Indiana, in July. We'll talk more about that when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You can sign up for email alerts. In fact, Super Don has set up a way where you can text RSB to 22828. If I remember that correct, Super Don, correct me, but I think that's right. And you can be part of the email alerts, including sending out stories like this that you can share so that you can empower each other with information that, you know, most people are not getting if they're watching any of the mainstream news. Even if we say we're more conservative leaning and Fox tends to be that way, it's still a lot of propaganda you got to sift through to get to anything good, like on Tucker Carlson. So as we wrap up this hour, Scott, you've got billboards happening all over Wisconsin, where you're from, maybe more than that, and a foundation that you've set up. We need to know, how do we participate? How do we help? How do we engage so we can protect other children and adults from this ever happening again?
Well, thank you for that that lead in. So we have a Give, Send, Go set up on the website. So if you're motivated to contribute, you can go to the website. The tabs is how can you help, and we'd be glad to take contributions. The billboards, I want to just give you the backstory because it's neat. So by the end of this month, we'll have 17 boards up. We have five vinyls that are rotating between 17 boards. They're all through our area in Wisconsin. And
you're calling out the hospital, aren't you?
Yeah, we're calling out the hospital. And how it got started is, it's really a neat thing. So way back, you think about when this happens to somebody in your life, you think, well, we gotta find out the legal options. So one of the attorneys I've grown to trust was talking with him. And so I gave him the hypothetical question. I said, Lee, if we wrote you a check for $250,000, what would you do with it? And he said, I wouldn't take your money. You'd be better off spending it on billboards. Well, he didn't know my personality. So then when the first billboard got up, I sent a picture, sent it to him. He said, I never thought you'd do it.
Wow.
And I said, Lee, I don't have any risk. I said, because if we get sued over these things, you're going to jail versus me.
Yeah.
You're the one who came up with the idea.
Yeah.
So he loved that humor. And so we did commit to $250,000 on billboards. That's what this whole thing costs.
Wow.
It's a big deal.
So this has made mainstream news in Wisconsin. They can't ignore it. The hospital's really upset by this.
They've not only are they upset, they've called one of our local radio stations, asked them to take down the podcast that I've been on because it's causing a stir.
Yeah.
It should. I mean, we're not doing it out of revenge or anything like that. We instantly, when I say we, my wife and I just instantly wanted to save people, mm-hmm. you know, because you don't want, you know, Grace was my best buddy. Grace was my wife's best friend. I don't want any dad to lose his best buddy or wife to lose or lady to lose her best friend. I mean, that's who Grace was. So, I mean, we just wanted to do this, you know, so it became this thing to just do, which was neat. Then, the foundation. So we've been legal, meaning we had our 501c3 status approved back in March, mm-hmm. but we've been so busy getting this word out, haven't had a lot of time. Well, we hired now a consultant to help us get things set up, but that didn't stop us from the first grant, which was so cool. So over Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. We had met a man with a Down syndrome daughter who's same age as Grace, 19. Her name is Angel, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
Anyway, so we meet them at a movie theater and we start talking with them. And so we said, we have this foundation. Is there anything we could help with? And he says, boy, I would really like to get a 3-wheel bike for Angel. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's finally the snow is off the ground. So then we met them over on Saturday on Memorial Day weekend. We met them at a bike shop, had her try out a couple bikes. She found one she liked, so we bought it. We put it in the back of our Suburban, took it to their house, and got her out. You should have seen. It's like she was free.
Yeah.
And she just, I mean, like a bat out of hell. She was awesome. The tears were flowing. It was just wonderful.
Beautiful. I want to do that for my wife, by the way. She needs a 3-wheel or 4-wheel bike because she's not good at balancing. But that's a wonderful story. So the foundation itself is doing great gifts. It's like kind of giving the gifts, paying it forward, in addition to the education out of a brutal situation, to provide some level of or a significant level of upliftment for those that are still here.
Right.
I'm just like moved my heart so happy connecting with you in person here at this event this weekend in Nashville, that we're going to be at some other events together, like the Red Pill Expo, and that you connected with our buddy Kevin Tuttle.
Yes.
And the dude's for real, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a gift. Yeah. He's a real gift to us, no doubt.
He is indeed, even though he doesn't like Roundabout by Yes. Do you, by the way, have you ever listened to Yes, the band Yes?
I haven't.
Okay, all right. I'm going to introduce to Scott Sherrod. We'll see if he's with you or me on that, Kevin. It's an ongoing running joke between us. And we love Kevin Tuttle, and he's been amazing in bringing to us great, great people to interview and powerful, profound stories of upliftment in the midst of these tragedies. I think on a big level, they happen so that we can do better. And when we know better, we must do better. And I'm encouraging all of you in the medical profession, do not sit by silently, cowardly, stand up for what is right, or else you're going to have to face your maker when you're gone from this world, why you didn't. That's why we're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Sherrod, thanks for being with me this hour.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you. Love you, my brother. And the power to heal is still yours. Do what Scott's doing. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.